Hey, everybody, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you have got to listen to The Grilling Guy.
That's right. Take it from Jeff. You do have to listen to The Grilling Guys. At least if you're tuned in to 107.3, you've got no choice. We are at Alan Bob's, and it's Big Buck Weekend, and I'm in heaven. Where else would you want to be on a Saturday morning other than maybe in a tree? But you can't do that till Monday. So in the meantime, go check your locker, which you've already done. You already know what you need. You need new arrows. I'll guarantee you need arrows. You might need a rangefinder, like I just picked up a beautiful Bushnell this morning. Thank you, Merle. It's the place to be. It's the Big Buck Contest. Bakita's down here with me. He brought all kinds of giveaways. So, I mean, if you want a nice Lions jersey, if you're a 2X, I'm thinking you ought to come down here and see Mr. Bakita in a little bit, because he's going to do his show right after we're done. But right now, we're going to talk with a fella here that I've known for a few years. His name is Joe Kapersky, and he is actually probably a little heavier on the bow side, but a darn good fishing guy. Welcome to the show, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah. Now, your primary job here is really to help guys fit bows and stuff like that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Tell us what you do.
Yeah, I mean, we got a large staff here that can help anybody get fitted for bows, you know, pick out arrows, broadheads, that type of thing. A lot of the times we just like to sit here and talk hunting, so, you know, that's
not a bad job.
That's what we do. So
you're a pretty good steelhead fisherman, and it's one of my favorite fish to eat in ever. Out of all, there's like my top three would be, I can't even do a top three. There's probably like
there's a lot
six
of them
that are my favorites, but steelhead's one of them, especially if it's really fresh.
Yes.
And give us some tips. What would be three really key tips to tricking those steelhead into taking your bait?
Well, the biggest tips are finding where the fish are at. That's first and foremost. You know, right now they're actually starting to move into a lot of the major river systems around here, Muskegon River, the Grand River, Pier Marquette, Manistee. Finding where the fish are at, usually a lot of times this year they're going to be staged up in the deeper holes behind the salmon that are actually in the river spawning. They're sitting in those holes feeding on all the eggs. So, I mean, a really good way to catch the fish this time of the year is drifting spawn sacks below a bobber in those deep holes.
That's a great point. We used to do that years ago, and I was just up on the Muskegon last weekend, and we didn't have any spawn sacks, and it was so stinking warm and sunny that...
Yeah. I mean, when you get those hot, sunny days, a lot of the times... Yeah, sometimes you want to just basically make the fish mad. A lot of times using like a thunder stick or a Hottentot too in those deeper holes. When the fish are real finicky, sometimes you can just make them really upset, and they'll just, you know, strike out of instinct at that point. And that's a good way to catch a fish or two, you know, if the fishing's tough.
So how about another steelhead trick or technique, tactic?
Oh, you know, it's weird to say, but sometimes on the rivers where it's legal, just bottom bouncing a night crawler will work good for them too. You know, that scent from the night crawler will trigger them to bite. It's, you know, something natural in the habitat floating down the river.
So that's not legal in some spots?
In some spots. You know, some rivers are artificial only, so you got to pay attention to that type of thing.
That's true.
And, you know, that's the main issue. Not so many rivers around here, like the Muskegon, you don't have that issue. The Manistee, you don't have that issue, except for on a certain area.
One of the things I've noticed is the rivers are really warm yet.
Yes.
They're just too warm, in my opinion.
Yeah, and the salmon run is just now starting to really, really get good. I went a couple weekends ago, and I just found a few fish here and there in the river. It was really tough. And so the steelhead aren't going to be in there 100% yet either. They have, you know, they have no eggs to feed on.
Well, the water level's low, and it's coming up. Discharge temperature's too warm.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all stacked up on the lake out there, and...
Yeah,
they're not making their run. So yeah, I guess if you got a boat, you might as well just fish the mouths right now.
Yeah, pier fishermen, boat fishermen at the mouths have done really well so far this year because they were staged up for a really long time. You know, pier fishermen casting Cleos, that type of thing, have done really well for steelhead.
And we don't have any rain for another 7 days.
Typical this summer.
It's the perfect forecast.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just perfect weather, so... That's just going
to... It's always good to just get out on the river in this weather.
It is. I know it. But what's going to be the trick then if it delays it that much? Well, Joe, thanks for joining us. We need to talk to Merle now, and we need some whitetail tricks from Merle while we have a second here. I want to know, Merle, first of all, welcome to the show, and thanks for having us in today. We sure appreciate being here. What would be the top three mistakes bow hunters make?
Well, one of the mistakes a bow hunter might make is that if he was in a tree stand and shooting a deer, sometimes the form, they use the wrong form when they're shooting on level ground, and they'll shoot high out of a tree stand a lot of times. That's one of the big mistakes they make, is they're not shooting from elevation. And if you do that, you'll shoot high a lot of times.
I think one of the mistakes I've made is trying for too many long shots. Because when I practice, when I target shoot, I'm good on the long shots. But there's just such a variance there that I think you really need to try and set up your hunt for a 25 to 30 yard max.
Well, you know, the problem is that so many people set up at 20, 25 yards and they continually shoot and practice at that distance. And they can hit what they need to hit at that distance, but they don't, and they sight their bow in for the 30, 40, 50 yard shot, but they don't practice enough at those distances, so they're not on when it comes down to crunch time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I brought my bow tech down here, and I'm going to go back and do one of those paper tunes you were talking about a couple weeks ago, and I want to see exactly how well tuned mine is.
That's another thing. You get them tuned up, and they'll shoot a lot better at the long distances, too. That's really important.
Okay, Merle Shoemaker, thanks so much for joining us. It's a great day at Allen Bob Sports. We're going to take a little break right now. It's the Grilling Guys. It's Big Buck Weekend, WBBL 107.3, and we have all sorts of giveaways and stuff. We've got some rub. We're not allowed to grill any venison, so the county doesn't like it. So come on down and see us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.